They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. Consider using some of these activities and questions as a starting point for family discussion or personal pondering. For children, page 86. President Thomas S. Monson asked us to be good examples by following Jesus Christ. When we follow Him, we can be lights to the world. How can you be an example to your family and friends? You could start by setting a goal to do one thing to be more like Jesus. Page 104. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency, told a story about his father searching for church one Sunday while he was visiting Australia. As he searched, he prayed at each street intersection to know which direction he should walk. Soon he heard singing and knew that the Holy Ghost had helped him find his way. Think of a time when you felt the Holy Ghost. How did it make you feel? Page 6. Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, primary general president, shared a story about a girl named Amy. Amy prayed to know if God really loved her and was there for her. Read or retell this story as a family and talk about a time when you felt God's love. How does it make you feel to know you are a child of God? How can you help others know they are children of God? Page 121. Elder Alan D. Haney of the 70 told about a time when he and his two older brothers dug a big hole that they turned into a swimming pool. The boys got very muddy playing in it. Elder Haney's grandmother wouldn't let him inside the house until he was washed off and clean. What does this story teach about the atonement of Jesus Christ? Why is it important to be clean before God? Note, child-friendly conference coverage can be found in this month's Friend magazine. For youth, page 83. President Thomas S. Monson said that God's commandments are not obstacles, but rather guidelines for happiness. He who created us and who loves us perfectly, he said, knows just how we need to live our lives in order to obtain the greatest happiness possible. Put President Monson's words to the test and keep the Lord's commandments. Don't be surprised if you receive divine help and protection. Page 6. When we look to others for our self-worth, we are often disappointed. Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, primary general president, said, "We are able to take our validation vertically from the Lord, not horizontally from the world around us or from those on Facebook or Instagram." Write in your journal this week about your divine nature and the blessings that come from that knowledge. Page 20. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, said, "If you ever think that the gospel isn't working so well for you, I invite you to step back, look at your life from a higher plane, and simplify your approach to discipleship. Focus on the basic doctrines, principles, and applications of the gospel. If you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, consider ways you can simplify your life and gospel worship." Page 65. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles told a story about a young man who had hoped to serve a mission but learned he would have to take care of his family instead. Through powerful faith and blessings from the Lord, the young man was able to serve a mission after all. How can we be like him and move forward with faith despite the obstacles in our path? Page 33. Elder Larry R. Lawrence of the 70 told the story of a returned missionary who struggled with his many obligations until he decided to dedicate Sunday to God's service and to gospel study. This small adjustment brought the peace and balance that he was seeking, Elder Lawrence said. What can you do to better dedicate Sunday to the Lord? Note, youth-friendly conference coverage can be found in this month's New Era magazine. For adults, page 86. President Thomas S. Monson reminded us to be an example and a light to the world. As we follow the example of the Savior and live as He lived and as He taught, President Monson said, that light will burn within us and will light the way for others. What things can you do to be a greater light that will shine in an increasingly dark world? President Russell M. Nelson, president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles addressed the importance of women and motherhood. Elder Holland taught, "No love in mortality comes closer to approximating the pure love of Jesus Christ than the selfless love a devoted mother has for her child, page 47. President Nelson taught that converted women who keep their covenants will increasingly stand out in a deteriorating world, page 95. Prayerfully ponder these addresses and discuss how family members can support women in their important, God-given roles. Several speakers address strength through adversity. Elder Hugo Montoya of the 70 taught that trials and temptations come to all, but they also give us strength and growth as we successfully overcome them, page 53. Read his talk and the talks by Elders James B. Martino of the 70, page 58, Elder Koichi Aoyagi, Emeritus Member of the 70, page 126, and Neil F. Marriott, Second Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency, page 30. Consider ways you can strengthen your faith in Jesus Christ and how He can help you through adversity. Page 33. In his address, Elder Larry R. Lawrence of the 70 taught, "The Spirit continually challenges us to be better and to climb higher. If we are humble and teachable, He will take us by the hand and lead us home." After you read his talk, seek the Spirit's guidance for ways you can improve and change. Page 104. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, taught that to always have the Spirit with us is to have the guidance and direction of the Holy Ghost in our daily lives. Consider things you can do or stop doing to always have the Spirit with you. End of the section, They Spoke to Us, Making Conference Part of Our Lives. Read by Wes Nelson.